All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving into something super crucial. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking, Dylan. Forgiveness, that's like the hardest thing ever. Trust me, I get it. Holding on to anger and resentment is like carrying around a heavy backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down and makes every step a struggle. But guess what? Letting go can actually be liberating. It's not about condoning bad behavior. It's about setting yourself free from the emotional prison those negative feelings create. We're all human, right? We mess up, we get hurt, sometimes we even hurt others unintentionally. That's just part of the deal. But holding onto that pain, replaying past hurts in our heads, that's what really damages us. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing to move forward without letting those negative emotions control you. Today, I want to give you some practical tips on how to practice forgiveness and actually feel the weight lift off your shoulders. Think of this as a toolkit for emotional freedom. You ready? Let's do this. 5 key takeaways to unclench your fists and embrace forgiveness. Acknowledge the hurt. First things first, you gotta own those feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Let yourself feel the anger, sadness, or betrayal. It's a necessary step in healing. Imagine it like acknowledging a splinter before you can pull it out. Separate the person from the action. This is where things get tricky. Remember, forgiving someone doesn't mean condoning their actions. It means choosing to not let those actions define your perception of them as a person. Think of it like this: you wouldn't throw away a good friend just because they made a mistake, right? Find empathy even if it's tiny. This one takes practice, but try to see things from their perspective. Were they struggling with something? Did they make a choice out of fear or desperation? Finding even a little bit of understanding can help soften the blow of resentment. It doesn't mean excusing their actions, just helping you understand them better. Focus on your well-being. This is about you. Forgiveness isn't about giving someone else what they deserve. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. Holding on to those negative emotions just hurts you in the long run. Practice makes progress. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process. Some days will be easier than others. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and remember that every step towards forgiveness is a step towards freedom. Ever felt like you were carrying around a heavy burden of anger or resentment? You know that feeling when someone hurts you deeply and you just can't seem to let go? Imagine this. You're at work, trying to focus on a project, but your mind keeps replaying the argument from last night. That's the weight of unforgiveness. It pulls you away from the present moment and makes it hard to enjoy anything else. Let me paint you a picture. Sarah had this recurring nightmare where she was trapped in quicksand, sinking deeper and deeper with every passing day. Each time she woke up, she felt exhausted and defeated. Turns out, her nightmare was actually the result of years of resentment towards her ex-boyfriend who cheated on her. She held on to that anger for so long that it started affecting every aspect of her life. Finally, Sarah decided to take a different approach. She started practicing forgiveness, focusing on understanding why he might have acted that way and choosing to let go of the pain it caused her. It wasn't easy, but slowly, she felt the weight lift off her shoulders. The nightmares faded away, and she was finally able to move forward with her life. Okay, folks, here's the deal. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning her full actions, it's about choosing freedom. It's about releasing those negative emotions that are holding you back from living your best life. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's an act of self-love and compassion. So here's what I want you to do. Take a moment right now to reflect on something that's been weighing on your heart. Maybe someone hurt you, or maybe you made a mistake that you regret. Think about how letting go of that anger or resentment could change your life for the better. Ready to step into a lighter version of yourself? Start practicing forgiveness today. Head over to our social media and share your thoughts. What are some things that have helped you practice forgiveness in your own life? See you tomorrow for another dose of calm and confident.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.